Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye! Hello and welcome back to the podcast. This episode is very funny because I had a whole other episode planned about planning and that fell through the mat because this subject just caught me. This is not going to be a long episode by any stretch of the imagination just because it is very last minute, but the topic is loneliness, and I'm not gonna get too heavily into it. I'll maybe cover it next month, but loneliness is not something I thought I could experience just because I do have a good way of keeping myself preoccupied, which is maybe more of an avoidance thing now that I think about it. But when I was staying at my cousin's place, house sitting, I was hit by the weirdest sensation of loneliness, and it was very brief, but it got me thinking. And yeah, I had Halloween plans of marathoning movies and having a good time, and I made myself a really nice like supper, but I was still hit with this loneliness, and actually experiencing it was such a weird feeling because I know people who say I get a little bit lonely sometimes, and I never empathized with that, even though I thought I did. Very different. It's like Instagram versus reality. It was a very, very weird feeling because when I'm at home, I'm with family, and when I go out, I maybe have a family member with me, or I go visit a friend, but really, am I ever alone? And I realized living on my own would be very, very hard for me because of that loneliness. Yeah, Monday to Friday, I've got work to keep me occupied, but at the end of the day, after work, I'm still alone. I might not be able to have a pet in a place that I get, and there is no one to come home to. There's not a person that I know is gonna be popping by, and that was a very surreal moment for me because all I've been wanting is to get out on my own, to buy a place, to live somewhere else, to move forward in some type of way, and to have this feeling basically just bombard me and overwhelm me was very enlightening, and it made me realize that I'm not as fulfilled as I thought I was. I have my hobbies, my passions, my little routines that I go through. But there is a bit of loneliness that comes with it. And I didn't realize how strongly it hit me until I was in the thick of things. And I said this to a friend of mine. I have had one of the hardest years of my life this year. And we still aren't done. The lessons keep coming and they are hard and I'm bawling my eyes out at times. But I wouldn't want to forget this year. I wouldn't want to fast forward past it. I wouldn't want to never repeat it again. Because it's been the best year for growth for me. And I've learned a lot because of that. And realizing this loneliness is a thing has made me actually reach out to a couple of friends I'm on and off again with. And that's actually been another eye-opening and positive thing, just to realize how bad I personally am at keeping contact with people, and I've made significant strides to be better at it over the last year, but I still slip up. So that loneliness definitely cemented, like, you've got friends, you've got family, and maybe this living alone thing or moving out is not the greatest idea emotionally. So it's been eye-opening in terms of what I still need to work on and what I'm lacking. I'm literally looking at the drawing board that I have that I wrote down a whole bunch of things on. And emotional and social things are very, very lacking in my life currently. I'm in the process of making an appointment with my therapist. I'm just working out a few more dates because there are things going on at the moment. A family member of mine is in hospital in another part of the country, and that's a bit hectic, but there's just a lot in terms of that. but I'm trying to figure out dates when I can take leave. There's Black Friday, there's, you know, maybe flying to this family member. There's just a lot of things going on, so I'm trying to pin down a date, but getting into the right emotional state is something I need to focus on. And my social life, especially entering the festive season, the fun season, that is something that you can actually foster now and carry that on into the next year, which is something I'm actually excited to do. And also finding something more social outside of the house is something I actually want to find, like some sort of club or fun thing that I can do where I can socialize with others. Because I realize I lack leaving the house, and part of me getting sick to the point of my voice disappearing and catching something that I don't know what it was because I don't leave the house to build my immune system. So that is something I definitely want to work on going forward, and I plan to. So I will keep you updated on that. But loneliness hit me from out of nowhere, and I was just like knocked back, reeling from that feeling of, wow, I didn't know it was possible for me to experience it, because I've just never been alone. And I think it's because I've been alone, but not in that way. Or even if I was, I think because of my emotional state at the moment, it hit different. So that is definitely something for me to keep in mind going forward. And putting it in this podcast is just going to cement it for me. And I think emphasize that I need to work on it. So that's my two cents in a nutshell. The song of this week is a song I actually love by Demi Lovato. Her latest album was magnificent. I love it. It speaks to me in ways I didn't know music could. Like, wow. But the song is actually off a different album, the Tell Me You Love Me album, and the song is called Lonely by Demi Lovato featuring Lil Wayne. And the lyrics are gorgeous. Her voice is haunting. There's no other way to describe it. It's a haunting voice. Like, it's stunning. So that's my two cents. That's all I've got for this week. Short, sweet, to the point. I hope someone else can understand, can empathize with me, and if not, at least sympathize. But yeah, that is my random thing of the week. I hope you enjoyed it. I will see you in next week's episode. As per usual, keep being a better being, and that's it. Love you. Bye.